When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on, people? You're locked into Miles Bukowski, the podcast. And joining me is somebody from Atlanta who has changed R&B for the last 7 years strongly. We're into the third album. We're into the third trimester now of music coming from the artist that's sitting right in front of me right now. Introduce yourself for the people.
What up? I am Black, S6LACK. Highly mispronounced, but it's always the same.
Does that still bother you at this point now?
No. It comes with the territory. Can't expect everybody to just get the phonetics of it.
Listen, they need to know it's Black.
Yeah, it's just Black.
Exactly. There's also Slack.
It's just Black.
So we're here now with a brand new album, basically on the way, March 24th. Yep. And it's going to be very, very exciting. The first track is out already for people to listen to, and also like a letter to the fans to explain why it's been 5 years. And I didn't even realize it'd been 5 years, which is testament to you because you've put out so much music and been, you know, featured on a lot of people's work, whether it be Afrobeats with Spinel or Omalay, you know, working with Cash Page, you've got Jesse Reyes in there, you've got the Christmas songs, you're working with UK artists like Tion Wayne. Yep. Like, it's so much stuff that you've done over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. How does it feel?
It felt great. I feel like if there was a tally for it, I might have been like in the top five of most featured artists because it was a lot of songs that came out in the last 5 years. But it was cool to take a break because I got to like prioritize myself and my mental health and my emotional stability and my maturity. And I got to like really take care of myself before I got back to music. So it's like a never ending process, but it was good to just be like, I've been doing this so hard for so long, like even before people knew who I was. So now let me figure out like who I am, what I like, what I need to do. And
100%. And I mean, looking at the first single from this brand new project, it feels so light, feels so carefree. Yeah. Obviously the video, you're floating around, you're having fun. And then you think about maybe a track like Problems from Free Black in the first place, which was quite darker. It was a lot more heavy. Yeah. Like, it seems like you've come a long way in curating your music for yourself as well.
Absolutely. I think that like moments like Problems were created for like that time and that feeling and that story and that relationship. And that's what I always tell like people when I see like the commentary or the discourse about like, oh, where's this and where's that? And we want the old. I'm like, bro, if you want the old Black, go back to the old album. That's exactly what I made it for. So to be somewhere where things can feel lighter and things can feel happier, that's just a concept. Like that's how I want to feel. That's how I always want to feel. That's my daily practice. So having a song like that and being able to listen to a song like that makes me wake up in the morning with motivation. It's just like, okay, cool, let's continue to like attain this goal right here.
Yeah, I mean, that's special as well because you need music to motivate you, and music is always here for different moods. And now you've got a catalog that even like East Atlanta Love Letter, I feel like you've got like a nice diverse range of songs on that. You've got the party ones like Balenciaga Challenge for me, Offset, the intro every single time it works for me. I'm not gonna say anything because there's a couple swear words in that one, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I'm like, and that's always the best thing to remember is like, no matter what songs we like title as singles, or it's like there's always going to be a range of emotions on an album. It's always going to be different colors. So this is one emotion of a collection of them. So Since I Have a Lover is what I wanted to leave with, because the state of the world, like how things have been, I'm like, why would I want to put people in like a dark mood or off rip? I would rather just be like, hey, let's feel good.
Yeah. So 100%. I mean, conceptually, this album sounds very different to what you've put out in the past. And like you said, you've been, you know, it's a different you as you tackle this album. And I know obviously on the letter to the fans as well, you spoke about, you know, you can't keep promises. Yeah. And like you said, you need to be a different version of yourself. Yeah. And basically just always striving to be the best version that you can be of you. Mm-hmm. So is the whole album going to be very similar, or are you going to hit us with different vibes?
Oh yes, it's different vibes for sure. I think that was like the fun part of this album. It's like production wise, there's a range of just like different vibes, but the thing that makes it all cohesive is my voice. So this is a calming album for me. I don't think like I had to do like, I didn't have to try hard at all. It was just like, I would rather the production take you up and down and I just like keep you consistent. So we got songs that sound more acoustic and more like singer songwriter or folky, and then we got songs that got the trap drums and give you like that old vibe. We got it's a little bit of everything.
I mean, I'm excited to hear this album. I'm a couple of weeks away from it now. Hopefully by the time people hear this, it's already out. They don't have to worry about waiting for it. But I mean, for you now, looking at all the people that you've worked with, like we spoke about earlier, like the collabs, the range that you've gone on, do you know what I mean? I remember when I first saw that Omalay track with Damn, the remix of you on it, and I was like, wait, Black, wait, how's that gonna work? And then you made it make sense.
It works.
Yeah, so like for you in this like 5-year period where you've only just been working with people, maybe you've had your album, you've been building the album on the side until this point, what was kind of your key inspirations and things that you drew from?
Honestly, everybody that I work with, because that's the thing I do when I do features, is like, what can I learn from this world? What can I bring back to my world? So being able to do Afrobeats, being able to do like top 50 pop records, being able to do rap records, street records, is just like, how can I go into this world, learn something, and then bring it back to what we create? And I think that this album has a good reflection of that. It's like a little, it's pieces and bits and moments that you'd be like, oh, like that reminds me of that feature, that reminds me of that, and we just put it all into one album.
I mean, this is sounding like it's going to be like a very revolutionary album for you as well. I'm sure what were your friends, family, I'm sure they've heard it already. So what were their reactions initially to the single and even towards the rest of the album?
I mean, I only hang around people who like champion growth, so it's only been reassuring for me. It's not always about like what other people want. It's always just good to see people do good things. So my family, my friends, and everybody's been like, I love where you're at, and I love how you feel, and I love how you're trying to express yourself, and I love the work that you've been doing in your real life and how the music reflects that. So the people around me prioritize that, meaning the people around me have nothing but good things to say about the album. So
I mean, again, just I'm loving the fact that you're just in this like really, really good mental space right now. And like, mental health is so important for people, especially like up until, you know, mental health is important all around. But I mean, like, young men in today's society across the world struggle with mental health a lot. And do you feel like the music, you can put all your emotions into songs, or do you kind of hold back a little bit as well?
It was holding back like in the past. So with the other albums, you know, it was like I still have filters on me that I was trying to take off, and now I'm at the part where I'm just starting to realize like, men don't really have as many circles as women have. Like, we don't discuss things the way women do. So it's like, I need to figure out a way to be that lane for the people around me, and not just for me, but you know, that's just my personal experience. I'm like, we need more like conversations to open up, and if I can do that with my music, then that's my job.
Yeah, 100%. And then going back now, taking it all the way back about over 10 years ago to, you know, the revolutionary rap battles with Young Thug, like, how much did that help you into defining the Black you are now?
It put me in like situations where I wasn't necessarily the norm, or wasn't necessarily like the most popular person. It like tested me to get out of my comfort zone, to almost like prove myself to myself. So I would pull up to places where people didn't know who I was and be like, all right, this is who I am, this is how I rap, this is what I stand for. And from there, we would build relationships. So it helped a lot.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like, we still see the iteration of you rapping on records anyway. Yeah. And it sounds just as good as a singer.
Yeah, no, it was good exercise. Like, I rapped before I ever held a note in my life. So most of my life was just rapping. I might have like tried to sing when I was a kid a little bit, but on a like tape recorder. My mom found it one day. I'm like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. But after that, and after maybe 2011, that's when I like really started to realize that there is no like rubric to singing. Like everybody has a voice. Everybody's voice is an instrument. If you learn how to work it, then it's singing. You know?
That's because you can sing. Only people that can sing can say that.
Yeah, but I practiced it. You know, practice made me into who I am. It wasn't always that way.
Yeah, but I'm sure it was better than most people's base level start.
Absolutely. Now, I know some people, you know, probably got it a little bit harder than I got it.
Listen, some people can sing better in the shower.
Yeah.
It's better that way. So once this album comes out, assuming you're probably going to go maybe touring, see the world, you know, share the music with, you know, the rest of the world. What's kind of the bigger plans for you for the rest of the year, next year, whenever?
Continue practicing my guitar so that when I go on tour, it can be a completely different element added to the show. I've never had, you know, like a live instrument to the side of me or, you know, in the front of what I'm doing. So practice my guitar and have fun like creating a show that encompasses all three albums. I think that'll be super important for this tour to highlight Free Black and to pay homage to East Atlanta Love Letter and then to walk people into what we're doing now.
100%. I mean, I feel like you've got like a after party, you've got the height of the party, and then you've got the pre-party all across the albums already, which is going to be great. And I mean, the cinematography and the graphics are looking amazing. And even going from like a black and white album to a very, very colorful like front like cover for this new album is crazy.
Yeah.
And it shows the growth.
That was like one of the main things we went into it thinking about too. It was, I've been more involved in the creative process and I got to sit with somebody who really just like respects my art and I respect their art, Adrian. And we sat down and figured out the whole entire color spectrum and gradient that we wanted to go with and the mood of the album and what we want to do with merch, how we want to do it on stage, like how we want to do it with the booklet, like everything. So it's been cool to add color into what we're doing and to show people, like, you know, it started off monochromatic, it got colorful and it was still kind of muted, and now we're at the part where it's just like, let's just take it wherever it goes.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to it. Again, people, March 24th,
absolutely,
for the third album of Black. Just give us a little anything else you want to say to the people and let them know.
Since I Have a Lover was created, you know, like I said, to remind myself of the feeling that I want to attain in my life. And you know, everything is not always going to be that. The process is not always going to be easy. It's not even always romantic. Sometimes you just need to figure out self-love, family love, friend love, food love, like whatever it is, like put it in front of you. I set a goal for it, practice it, and we all need to like feel better. So that's what this album is for.
There you go, people. Make sure you go and stream that, support that, do all that good stuff when it does come out March 24th. Black, thanks for chatting to me today.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.